it just kills me when these colleges are pleading poverty, given what they charge. And that brings us to our guest, who is a friend of mine who called me over the weekend, and her name is Debbie Custer. Her daughter, Ella, is an incoming freshman at Washington State University, and she joins us on the G and Ursula show right now. Hey, Debbie.
Hi, Ursula.
Thank you so much for joining us. So when you and I talked over the weekend, we were discussing this letter that you got from the school. Basically, tell us what it said.
Well, I didn't get it. It came to my daughter, actually, and she forwarded it to me. It just said, next steps in your housing. And so she sent it to me. And when I opened it, it's an addendum that you have to sign before you get your housing, you know, which dorm you get. And it says that no matter what happens, if they close the school down due to COVID, you're on the hook. You sign this and you have to pay for both your meal plan and your schooling for the entire year, matter what.
Yeah, and so what amount are we talking about? I mean, we're talking about a big chunk of change.
$13,000. It's just insane. It's crazy. This is before you find out, you know, if your classes are all online. And, you know, my daughter, as of last night, found out that all of her classes are online. And basically the letter said, you sign this addendum or find another school. It's a requirement for all freshmen to live on campus.
So, Debbie, take me through this. $13,000, that's a lot of money, Debbie. Take me through this. How did you feel that that letter was not sent to you and sent to your daughter to make a decision like that?
Yeah, well, she couldn't sign it without our permission. But I mean, it was kind of weird that they would not send it to the parents also, you know. They're prepping them to be adults. So, you know, that is what it is. She sent it to me. But, you know, if this was my son, I probably still wouldn't have known about it, you know.
So, Debbie, what's your plan? Yeah. What's your plan? So now here it is. You have the ability to be able to sign this addendum saying that if COVID happens, that, you know, that you're still on the hook for the $13,000. What is your plan?
We have the money for tuition. We have a 529 plan, but it's like gambling with, you know, that's a lot of money for anybody. I think we're going to file a petition to see if we can get her freshman on campus waived. Who knows if that'll happen, because her classes are all on campus. And like you were saying, given what's happened at UW, my son has friends on Greek Row. He's been up there. You know, I think they're going to be in school a couple of weeks before the breakout happens, and then they're all going to be confined to the dorms. Her classes are all online, so I just...
Well, you have signed on to this petition. So there is a change.org petition, because you're not the only angry Washington State University parent. And for people who don't understand, there is a requirement for freshmen to live on campus.
But it's not all schools, Ursula. So, you know, this wasn't my daughter's original choice. Given COVID and everything, we talked about it. And she had some great scholarship opportunities to other schools out of state. And she decided that she would go be with her brother at Wazoo and stay in state, given that we thought, you know, this could come back in the fall and it'd be better to be close to home and out of state. Even with scholarships, it's more expensive.
I wanted to clarify, though, for our listeners, Debbie, because a lot of people don't realize that it is a requirement at WSU. It's not a requirement everywhere. But the fact that they wrote this letter to you and then said, if you don't choose to do this, or if you break this, you know, regardless of COVID, go find another school for your kid.
Yeah. Well, and so here's an example. So St. Mary's was one of the schools in California that she was looking at going to, and they have sent her a letter saying, you know, if you don't feel safe coming back, we are going to have this hybrid, you know, you can go ahead and take a deferral till fall. We'll give you an extra $6,000 scholarship and come here, you know. And, you know, she's had some other scholarship opportunities, but, you know, the dates have passed for most of those schools. You know, she, you know, could have gone to Gonzaga, you know. I mean, you know, maybe if you call them, some of them will make exceptions given what's going on. But all schools aren't doing this, even though the live-in requirement for freshmen is common for a lot of schools. I think Colorado too, but a lot of schools are making exceptions because of this. And not only is WASU not making an exception, they're requiring you to be in a single dorm for COVID, which I get that, but then they're charging you the single rate. They're upping the rates of the dorms. They're not going to tell you if you get, you can only have a roommate if you've mutually requested one. No more signing up for a random roommate to be partnered with. So if you get the single, if you're forced into a single, they make you pay the single price. Mm. You know, they're making you pay for meal plans that you're not getting. I don't know. It just seems just unethical. I get they're losing money, but it seems like they're trying to put it all on the backs of incoming freshman parents.
Debbie, outside of the financial responsibility for parents and for those in your case, how about health concern? Do you have a concern when it comes to your kid going back to college and with COVID going on?
Definitely, I have two. My son is going to be a junior at WASU, and you know he's in the Greek system, which I'm very concerned about. My daughter in the dorms, you know, yeah, very concerned. And that's part of why, you know, this housing contract is just insane with all of her classes online. I would love for them to release her from that and she could take them from home, you know, or, you know, we could get, you know, look into something else that we're not locked into for the entire year.
Debbie, we hear your frustration and understand it too. And we appreciate you sharing your story with us on the show. Thank you so much. And keep me posted, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me know how it goes. And I know you're not alone, but thank you.
I know.
Hang in there.
We do love WASU. This is really upsetting just because of the fact that we love WASU so much. My son has flourished there, loves it. I mean, it's just a great school. It's just so shocking that they did this.
We appreciate it. Thank you, Debbie.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Really? So, gee, I just want to let you know, though, because I'm looking at a statement from WSU. And so they say they're sympathetic that this addendum could put students and parents in a difficult position, but they say it's necessary for the school to be able to continue to provide services. And they're talking about the fact that WSU did issue refunds last year when they had to go online in the middle of the semester, and that took away about $11 million. But as Debbie said, is that the problem of the parents?
Washington State University has an endowment of over $1 billion,
and
just FYI.
Exactly. And that's where you tap into that endowment fund.
I this morning, you guys heard my mouth, and I'm going to continue saying it all morning. And it's probably something that, you know, you listeners are going to probably be upset with me about. The coronavirus is exposing a lot of things in our country. It is making us have conversations that we have been silent about for so long. Do you know how many times, Ursula, I've had arguments with people telling me that, hey, someone getting a scholarship to play football, that's enough. They shouldn't. They get room and board in a scholarship. And I would try to tell them, but college football does so much for universities, there should be more. No, just the education should be enough. The same compensation that football players or college football players have been getting for over 50 plus years, it is still the same today. Meanwhile, head coaches, assistant coaches, the money continues to climb. The public universities in each state, usually the head football coach is the highest paid. Am I complaining? No, I'm not complaining. I'm just trying to let you know about this system. Now, here we are today.
Yeah, exactly. So I think you're right. The COVID is exposing this ugly underbelly of society, whether it's in criminal justice, whether it's financially speaking, economy-wise, or whether it's in education. And as far as education, yes, a huge amount comes from the athletic department. But as Andrew just mentioned, WSU has this big chunk, a big endowment. And maybe they're going to put some of their remodeling aside or you know, other expenses aside so that the parents, in the middle of a pandemic that has kind of wiped out a lot of people's incomes, are not still having to carry the burden in the event that, especially if the school has to shut down and that there's no sort of recourse. By the way, another friend who has a niece who's going to be going to WSU in the fall, he's an attorney and he's looking into it. And I couldn't get him on the show today, but he basically thinks that the school, WSU, could be sued if they ever tried to enforce this addendum.
Hey, Ursula.
Uh-huh.
You've been a boss for many years.
Yeah.
Something I've always wanted to ask bosses. How come for so many years when you apply for a job, why would it always say must need a bachelor's degree or must need a college degree to apply? Why do they do that?
Because I think it gives it ends up helping you weed out a bunch of people.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's like a minimum. I'm just going to be honest.
Okay, go ahead.
Chef is laughing at me, but it's true. You got a huge pool of people. And, I think there is a certain expectation with certain jobs that you need a bachelor's degree as a minimum. It's a starting point.
So when you say starting point, does the bachelor's degree have to be in that field?
No.
Or the bachelor's degree can be in any field? So
it can be in anything. It depends on the job. I'll tell you right now, computer science, yeah, you have to have it in computer science.
I'm not talking about, don't get specific on me, Al Ursula. I'm talking about the broad thing that says you must have a 4-year bachelor's degree. And so my question is, when you say weed out, is it usually that people with a college degree can do a job better than somebody without a college degree?
That is the theory behind it.
Whether
that's the truth. Not sure, but I do know that if you don't have a college degree as a basic, that there are jobs that you just would not be able to apply for unless you have some kind of connection for the exception.
Do you think that it's a little bit more fair that we take away that and just let people apply and to make it open for those? Because sometimes, Ursula, some people can't afford to go to college. Like, I don't know that if I would have been able to pay the amount for my kids to go to college, if not for a college scholarship for athletics. So imagine all of the, I'm just thinking about those in the world who don't have the money to pay for college.
Theoretically, you should be able to qualify for some kind of financial aid, if that is in fact the situation.
But that's a whole different.
Yeah. I mean, I took out student loans for all 4 years. I was paying on them for 10 years. I had to have three jobs. I mean,
yeah, college
if
don't
there's
cost.
A will, if there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah. Ursula, college don't cost the same anymore.
They
Ursula.
Don't. Yeah. Yeah. You tell me about it. Remember, I still have one in.